African leaders hope to find a solution to Zimbabwe's deepening political crisis today at an emergency summit in Zambia, but Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe did not attend the meeting. 2 weeks since a presidential election that produced no official winner, Zimbabwean police have banned political rallies and the opposition has accused the authorities of waging a violent crackdown. Official results from the March 29th election have yet to be released. We spoke to the Bishop of Chipata in Zambia, George Cosmas Zumer Lungu, who urges Zimbabwe's political leader to set free the truth.
My message is simply this, that let the truth set us free. We would like to know what has happened in Zimbabwe. We are all interested to know what has happened as a result of the voting that took place there. And people who are attempting to help the situation, let them also face the situation in all truth. There shouldn't be a way in which we're going to avoid, you know, bring the truth out. If we do that, then we risk bringing in a lot of confusion, and that will not help us at all. So all the people that are involved, all the agents of peace that are involved, we expect that they have to have courage enough to be able to face the situation in such a way that the truth comes out and they find the right way of dealing with the situation in order for us to promote peace in that country. And would like all of us to live in peace. And therefore, I think we have had enough of destruction of life because of being irresponsible or trying to avoid the situation in order to please individuals and so on. That is out of question. We would like that people who will be involved in this kind of process, let them face the truth and be able to come up with some real solution that is going to be in favor of truth.